Job chapter 16 verse 1 through chapter 19 verse 22 or 29. Then Job spoke again. I've heard all this before. What miserable comforters you are. Don't you ever stop blowing hot air? And what makes you keep on talking? I could say the same things if you were in my place. I could spout off criticism and shake my head at you. But if it were me, I would encourage you. I would try to take away your grief. Instead, I suffer if I defend myself, and I suffer no less if I refuse to speak. Oh God, you have ground me down and devastated my family, as if to prove I have sinned. You've reduced me to skin and bones. My gaunt flesh testifies against me. God hates me and angrily tears me apart. He snaps his teeth at me and pierces my eyes, pierces me with his eyes. People jeer and laugh at me. They slap my cheek in contempt. A mob gathers against me. God has handed me over to sinners. He has tossed me into the hands of wicked. I was living quietly until he shattered me. He took me by the neck and broke me in pieces. Then he set me up as a target. Now his archers surround me. His arrows pierce me without mercy. The ground is wet with my blood. Again and again he smashes against me, charging at me like a warrior. I wear burlap to show my grief. My pride lies in the dust. My eyes are red with weeping. Dark shadows circle my eyes, yet I have done no wrong, and my prayer is pure. O earth, do not conceal my blood. Let it cry out on my behalf. Even now my witness is in heaven. My advocate is there on high. My friends scorn me, but I pour out my tears to God. I need someone to mediate between God and me, as a person mediates between friends, for soon I must go down that road from which I will never return. Chapter 17. My spirit is crushed. My life is nearly snuffed out. The grave is ready to receive me. I'm surrounded by mockers. I watch how bitterly they taunt me. You must defend my innocence, O God, since no one else will stand up for me. You have closed their mouths to understanding, but do not let them triumph. They betray their friends for their own advantage, so let their children faint with hunger. God has made a mockery of me among the people. They spit in my face. My eyes are swollen with weeping. I am but a shadow of my former self. The virtuous are horrified when they see me. The innocent rise up against the ungodly. The righteous keep moving forward. Those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. As for all of you, come back with a better argument, though still I won't find a wise man among you. My days are over. My hopes have disappeared. My heart's desires are broken. These men say that night is day. They claim that darkness is light. What if I go to the grave and make my bed in darkness? What if I call the grave my father, and the maggot my mother or my sister? Where then is my hope? Can anyone find it? No, my hope will go down with me to the grave. We will rest together in the dust. Chapter 18. Then Bildad the Shuhite replied, "How long before you stop talking? Speak sense if you want us to answer. Do you think we're mere animals? Do you think we're stupid?" You may tear out your hair in anger, but will that destroy the earth? Will it make the rocks tremble? Certainly the light of the wicked will be snuffed out. The sparks of their fire will not glow. The light in their tent will grow dark. The lamp hanging above them will be quenched. The confident stride of the wicked will be shortened. Their own schemes will be their downfall. The wicked walk into a net. They fall into a pit. A trap grabs them by the heel. A snare holds them tight. A noose lies hidden on the ground. A rope is stretched across their path. Terror surround the wicked and trouble them at every step. Hunger depletes their strength, and calamity waits for them to stumble. Disease eats their skin. Death devours their limbs. They are torn from the security of their homes and are brought down to the king of terrors. The home of the wicked will burn down. Burning sulfur rains on their houses. Their roots will dry up and their branches will wither. All memory of their existence will fade from the earth. No one will remember their names. They will be thrust from light into darkness, driven from the world. They will have neither children nor grandchildren, nor any survivor in the place where they live. The people in the west are appalled at their fate. People in the east are horrified. They will say, "This was the home of a wicked person, the place of one who rejected God." Chapter 19. Then Job spoke again. "How long will you torture me? How long will you try to crush me with your words? You've already insulted me 10 times. You should be ashamed by treating me so badly. Even if I have sinned, this is my concern, not yours. You think you're better than I am, using my humiliation as evidence of my sin. But it is God who has wronged me, castrating me in this net. I cry out help, but no one answers me. I protest, but there is no justice. God has blocked my way so I cannot move. He has plunged my path into darkness. He has stripped me of my honor and removed the crown from my head. He has demolished me on every side, and I am finished. He has uprooted my hope like a fallen tree. His fury burns against me. He counts me as an enemy. His troops advance. They build up roads to attack me. They camp all around my tent. My relatives stay far away, and my friends have turned against me. My family is gone. My close friends have forgotten me. My servants and maids consider me a stranger. I'm like a foreigner to them. But I call my servant. When I call my servant, he doesn't come. I have to plead with him. My breath is repulsive to my wife. I am rejected by my own family. Even young children despise me. And when I stand to speak, they turn their backs on me. My close friends detest me. Those I love have turned against me. I have been reduced to skin and bones, and have escaped death by the skin of my teeth. Have mercy on me, my friends, have mercy. For the hand of God has struck me. Must you also persecute me like God does? Haven't you chewed me up enough? Oh, that my words could be recorded. Oh, that they could be inscribed on a monument. Carved with an icon. Iron chisel and filled with lead, engraved forever in the rock. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. And after my body has decayed, yet in my body I will see God. I will see him for myself. Yes, I will see him with my own eyes. I am overwhelmed with the thought. How dare you go on persecuting me, saying it's his own fault? You should fear punishment yourselves, for your attitude deserves punishment. Then you will know that there is indeed a judgment. First Corinthians, chapter 16, verses 1 through 24. Now, regarding your question about the money being collected for God's people in Jerusalem, you should follow the same practice I gave to the churches in Galatia. On the first day of the week, you should each put aside a portion of the money you earn. Don't wait until I get there and then try to collect it all at once. When I come, I will write letters of recommendation for the messengers you chose to deliver your gift to Jerusalem. And if it seems appropriate for me to go along, they can travel with me. I'm coming to visit you after I have been to Macedonia. I'm planning to travel through Macedonia. Perhaps I will stay a while with you, possibly all summer. Then you can send me on my way to my next destination. This time I don't want to make just a short visit and then go right on. I want to come and stay a while, if the Lord will let me. In the meantime, I will be staying here at Ephesus until the festival of Pentecost. There's a wide open door for a great work here, although many oppose me. When Timothy comes, don't intimidate him. He's doing the Lord's work just as I am. Don't let anyone treat him with contempt. Send him on his way with your blessing when he returns to me. I expect him to come with the other believers. Now about our brother Apollos. I urged him to visit you with the other believers, but he was not willing to go right now. He will see you later when he has the opportunity. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything with love. You know that Stephanas and his household were the first of the harvest of believers in Greece. and they are spending their lives in service to God's people. I urge you, dear brothers and sisters, to submit to them and others like them who serve with such devotion. I'm very glad that Stephanas, Fortunus, and Achaeus have come here. They have been providing the help you weren't here to give me. They have been a wonderful encouragement to me, as they have been to you. You must show your appreciation to all who serve so well. The churches here in the province of Asia send their greetings in the Lord, as do Aquila and Priscilla, and all the others who gather in the home, in their home for church meetings. All the brothers and sisters here send greetings to you. Greet each other with Christian love. Here is my greeting in my own handwriting, Paul. If anyone does not love the Lord, let that person be cursed. Our Lord, come. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love to all of you in Christ Jesus. Proverbs 22, verse 1. Choose a good reputation over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold.